Blackstone Audiobooks presents Defying Hitler, a memoir by Sebastian Hafner. Germany is nothing. Each individual German is everything. Goethe, 1808. But first, the most important thing. What are you doing in these great times? Great, I say, for times seem great to me, when each man, driven half to death by the era's hate, and standing in the place he's given, must willy-nilly contemplate no less a thing than his own being. A little breath, a second's wait, may well suffice. You catch my meaning? Peter Gann, 1935. Introduction. My father, Sebastian Hafner, might not have been pleased to see this book published. He died in 1999, at the age of 91, a celebrated German author and historical journalist with a reputation for books containing highly original, coolly and lucidly argued insights into the history of Germany in the 20th century. This book, the first political book he wrote, was started in exile in England early in 1939. Abandoned in the autumn of that year, it may be original and lucid, but it is not cool. It is the passionate outburst of a young man whose career has been cut off and whose life has been turned inside out by his own countrymen, following a leader and an ideology he views only with contempt and disgust. In his old age, my father tended to be slightly ashamed of the early works he had published in England. What would he have thought of this one, unfinished, raw, and revealing so much of his inner self? It describes his life and the political events in Germany from 1914, when he was 7 years old, until 1933. The original plan was to continue the narrative up to the time of his emigration to England in August 1938, but the advent of the war caused him to stop working on the book, presumably because its theme is the question of how it was possible for the Nazis to come to power. Instead, he started another one, whose subject was the more urgent question of how to deal with Nazi Germany. The memoir deliberately avoids the use of my father's real name, Raymond Pretzel, and so it seemed reasonable to publish it under his pseudonym, Sebastian Hafner. It is a mixture of autobiography and political analysis. Today, the very reason that caused my father to lay it aside, together with its closeness to the events it describes, seem to me to give it its particular interest. Oliver Pretzel, London, November 2001.